Tamale Fernandez.
So, yes, it is expensive to live in Cambridge, but it is also one of the greatest cities in the world to live. It would be lovely to say that we could give you a free higher education, but here, particularly in Cambridge, we are offering a world-class education to people. So I have an idealistic goal. I believe it's achievable, but it is only achievable with a strong economy.
Thank you.
We have to balance the books.
Daniel.
What a disgrace that in our university here, we've still got almost 1,000 people earning below the living wage. But beyond that, we then need pressure and organisation to make sure that wages rise higher up the income scale as well. And then, of course, we'll freeze the costs. Labour's Freeze the Bill campaign, the promise that energy prices will not go up in the next 18 months after the election. That's the kind of change we need, and by goodness, we need it in Cambridge.
Patrick O'Flynn.
I do agree that the university and all its colleges should be paying the living wage. I also agree about the need to rein in zero hours contracts, not to the point of actually abolishing them, because they do suit some people, but in terms of a code of conduct, if someone's been on a zero hours contract for a year, then I think a big employer should have the duty to offer them a fixed term or a permanent post, and there should certainly be a minimum notice period to someone on a zero hours contract as to when they'll next be required.
Julian Huppert.
I think there are a number of things that we have to do, and Cambridge is certainly a huge challenge. It's a problem in some ways of success. We have incredibly low unemployment. It's 1.3%, less than half what it was in 2010. Youth unemployment's even lower. And that causes challenges. How do you tackle it? Firstly, it is about pay. It is about taking the action we are taking on zero hours contracts, which we should not allow exploitative ones. It's about enforcing the national minimum wage. People like care workers simply get paid less and get away with it. We've been naming and shaming and taking action. So it's about how much people are paid, but it's also how much they get to keep. Which is why lifting poorly paid people up out of income tax, letting somebody on 15k keep an extra £800 in their pocket, makes a big difference. That helps them with the cost of living. And I'd like to go further. No one on the national minimum wage should be paying any income tax at all. It's called a minimum. It seems odd to then take money away.
And finally, Rupert Reid.
What we in the Green Party say is the minimum wage should become a living wage, period. And that would be one of our top priorities in any negotiations that take place after a general election. In terms of cost of living also, it's good to talk about the cost of energy, but it's also important to look at the ownership and the profits, otherwise the policy will be unsustainable. We need to have community renewable energy in this country, not the dominance of the big six.